Sometimes life can bring about unexpected, but totally joyful and exhilarating, new experiences. Maskwacis resident Janine Pagan's life has changed pretty dramatically in the last several months in ways she hadn't dreamt possible. She's an administration assistant for Maskwacis Counseling and Support Services, which by extension manages the Naoskin Detox and Treatment Center, where she works as well. Her work is very fulfilling, as the inspiration for it flows from her own painful experiences. She had been in a bad relationship for a number of years, and when she left it behind, she started her journey towards sobriety at the treatment center as well. She was later hired there and now cherishes the opportunities to help others who face similar battles in life. Along with this work, she has also had a passion for acting. "It was for fun, but it was also to help build up my self-esteem," she explained. "I didn't mean for it really to go that far, as I'm not signed by anybody, I don't have an agent. So really, I was just doing it for fun." But through her acting experiences, she made some tremendous contacts with designers and models. And suddenly, a whole new set of doors flew open. Invitations started arriving to fashion hotspots like New York City and Paris for various high-profile fashion events. "You're not going to say no to that," she said with a laugh. And most recently, she learned through Fashion Speaks International she will be heading to Cannes, France next spring as one of their signature models. She also works with International Indigenous Fashion Week. For Pagan, these golden opportunities are the stuff of dreams. As to jetting off to the aforementioned fashion events, her stint in the Big Apple, at New York Fashion Week, was in early September. "We had fashion shows at different venues," she explained. "Everything was just amazing, there were designers everywhere. I cannot put it into words, it was quite the experience," she said. "We also did photo shoots at different places in New York City, mostly in Times Square. We were also on the billboard in Times Square for about 15 seconds," she added. As to the whirlwind of fashion shows, Pagan said she modeled for various designers. "We were also in line Louis Vuitton designers, so that was something else. It was surreal. I couldn't believe I was there, never in my wildest dreams. Before, when I was suffering with addiction, I never thought that my life would go this far. I had never dreamt of traveling, I never thought it would happen to me." As to her Paris trip, she just returned home a couple of weeks ago. "We were heading off to different venues and photo shoots. We also showcased at the Embassy of Canada to France. It was beautiful. The sights alone were just breathtaking," she said, adding the experience was also eye-opening, and served to truly broaden her horizons to all the opportunities out there to explore. "Honestly, I can't put it into words. I was so excited about it," she said. "I also cried a few times, in front of the Eiffel Tower. My life has taken such a different turn." It's all the more meaningful to her as she marks her second sobriety birthday in November. She's thrilled with how far she has come in a relatively short period of time. "I'm really blessed, and I'm really thankful to be here. I could have died 3 times in my life." Meanwhile, she's gearing up for another event in Hopland, California in just a few weeks for the Finest Feathers fashion show. It's Battle of the Beads, so there will be a lot of bead workers from different parts of North America there, too. Pagan is learning plenty about conquering self-doubt and moving forward as a confident, independent young woman. She noted the companies she is working for are body positive as well. So it's been a time of growth and being built up, not torn down by criticism and super strict standards that can sometimes affect models trying to make their way in a competitive environment. Because of the foundations and the friendships that we've been building, and the encouragement that these companies have offered, I feel powerful on stage, and I love it. Pagan still has her eye on acting, but explains she has definitely fallen in love with modeling. But her work in Maskwacis is front and center, too. She just wrapped up an interview on the APTN network, and through sharing her message, about 20 young women signed up for the rehabilitation program. For Pagan, that means the world. "That's why I share my story. It's quite vulnerable, but I still share it. I could have died, so I look at life a lot differently now. I'm more thankful and grateful for waking up every day. Does she have her hands full? No doubt about it, but she's fulfilled. She has a day job that brings her much joy, and a whole new adventure hitting the runways at prestigious events. The sky is indeed the limit. It's been hectic, but when you do what you love, it comes naturally.